Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Welcome, folks. This is Dan Sheridan. Welcome to the Sheridan Podcast today. And today I'm going to address buying LEAPS as a stock substitute. The current market environment is pandemonium. We have U.S. versus China in the UFC final called Tariffs Forever, and they're battling back and forth, which is causing volatility and distress in the market after one of the biggest first quarters in the history of civilization. Market's up 15 to 20%. So what a couple ideas. One, something that, what if I want to, as an investor who's done pretty well the last quarter since Christmas Eve as the market's gone way up, what if I want to take some of my capital off the table in expensive stocks and get a substitute like a LEAP option or a longer-term option as an alternative? That's one thing I'm going to talk about today. The second thing that I'm going to talk about is instead of a right now something with less capital, what can I do if the stocks do go down? What if we correct a little bit? And we're due for a correction. The market's up, SPX is up about 600 points in the last 3 months. What if the market goes down? Hey, stocks cost a lot of money. What's a much cheaper alternative than stock that I could consider buying if I don't have a ton of money in my wallet? It's a LEAP. So here's an example. I want you to picture in your mind, lay back on the beach, close your eyes and focus on what I'm about to say next. LEAP options in Apple. So here's an example that I want you to filter through your mind. LEAPs, again, are just options that are, have an expiration of 9 months or further out. So with Apple at 187 today, choice one, I could buy 100 shares at $187, and the guy at the window takes out my wallet and takes $18,700 and buys the stock. Boo! And if Apple goes up a dollar from 187 to 188, I make a dollar divided by $18,700, about half of 1%. Boo! Okay, what's an alternative? How can I make more than half of 1% if we go up a dollar? The answer! What if I buy a LEAP option? So here's an example, the Jan 17 expiration in the year 2020. That will be next January, 248 days away. The 155 call with Apple at 187 right now is trading for $38. The intrinsic value would be $32, an extrinsic value of $6. So for $38, I can buy one, and it'll cost me $3,800. $38 instead of $18,700. That's 20% of the stock purchase. The delta is 80. Look at that as a stock equivalent. So what does that mean in English, Spanish, and Swahili? If I buy one option at $38, and if the stock goes from 187 to 188, all right, the delta would be stock equivalent. Instead of making $100, I'd make $80. So I would make $80 divided by $3,800, the cost of the LEAP, and that's going to be in the neighborhood of almost 3%, which would be about six times the yield of stock. And I think that's one of the most compelling reasons to do options. One disadvantage with options versus stock is that extrinsic value, but there's so, which is $6, eventually at expiration will go to zero, but we can always, as we get close, you know, within 3 or 4 months of the Jan expiration, we could always roll out our long LEAP another year. Roll out just means close it and buy another year out, but LEAPs are a much better alternative if you're looking for a higher yield and less capital. And so right now what I would do is, you know, make a list of, if the market does pull back, what stocks might I entertain buying a LEAP option on instead of buying 100 shares of stock? Something to think about today, something that would be make sense in today's market. I would start getting ready to buy a LEAP on a pullback, or if I want to buy some stock now for a cheaper alternative, buy a LEAP option, something, a option that is 9 months out or further. Folks, have a wonderful day. Keep on learning. Work on the craft. I'll see you later.